If you're hearing the sound of my voice, you're watching Dot Talk here on Spectrum Channel 180. Check us out on Roku, Spotify, Google Play, and iTunes. This episode has been brought to you by Tony, Sarah, Nissan, and Coleman. Thank you for watching. My name is Don, and my guest today is Sheriff Matt Gentry from the Coleman County Sheriff's Department. Matt, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a real honor for you to be here. I know you're a very busy man. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Real quick, I wanted to, I got one announcement for today, and then that is the United Way is having their food drive sponsored of Coleman Coke and or Coca-Cola. And what you can do is you can go to Publix and donate on April the 9th any food products that you might want to give away to somebody. So if you are in Publix or one of their local grocers that they're that's helping sponsor this, please give any kind of canned items or items of that nature. Sheriff Gentry, let's talk real quick about the lobby in the Sheriff's Department. I know a lot of people have been asking, what about my permit for my gun, or what if I need to come in and do something at the Sheriff's Office?
Sure. You know, with the governor's order Friday, we made the decision we had to close down the lobby of the Sheriff's Office and the lobby of the detention center. Now, that doesn't mean that we're not still out there. The deputies are out there doing our daily operations like we do every day. That is not stopped. But what it does is it allows and minimizes the exposure to the citizens on the lobby side. Your pistol permit, you can go to our website at ColemanSheriff.org, print it off, and mail it in, and then we'll get it sent right back to you. On the detention side, we're doing remote visitation for the inmates, and we also posted on our Facebook page how a citizen can deposit money on the books for the inmates and those kind of things. And we've also got it posted here at the office.
Okay, fantastic.
One of the things, and let me tell you this, Don, but one of the things too that we're offering is, and we've been doing this for a little while, it's even more now that we've shut down the lobby, is you have the ability to call 734-0342, and you can do a non-emergency report over the phone, which allows a citizen to do a report for an incident over the phone, and they never have to leave their house.
And what would an example of a non-emergency report be?
Let's say you had your mailbox struck by someone, or maybe somebody come by and run through your pasture fence, something that's just non-emergency. Or if you were maybe had somebody that was sending you a bad text message or something, you need to do a harassing communication report. You could do all that over the phone.
Well, I feel like I could do some of those today. Just kidding. No, well, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for letting us know about that, because I know there's a lot of people that are confused right now that can't go in and fill out a report. And it is, we're kind of like, it feels like we're in this limbo. And I know y'all kind of feel the same way as far as trying to get the word out and trying to make sure that everybody understands, hey, we're still out there. And speaking of out there, let's talk about your deputies. I know there's a lot of people here in Coleman that work for the deputies, the Sheriff's Department. And I wanted to ask you, what are some of the, you know, what are some of the ways y'all are helping keep those guys safe? Because we know they still have to interact with the civilians, throughout Coleman County.
Sure. You know, what we're doing, we're providing, masks, gloves for the deputies. First thing we set up was, again, the ability to call in and do a report over the phone. That way you don't have to have contact with someone. This gives the citizen and the deputy the ability to minimize exposure. You know, in law enforcement, being a first responder, we are exposed to a lot of people. And so we want to give our citizens the best case scenario as far as protecting themselves. If we come to a house or your house and it's a call that we can, hey, we may ask you, hey, let's step outside and do the report or talk outside. That way it minimizes our exposure being in a closed room. You know, at the office, we're checking for fevers twice a day. in the jail, we're checking for fevers, not only the employees, but the inmates twice a day. We're deep cleaning the office twice a day, both sides, the sheriff's office and the detention center. So the deputies also have hand sanitizer, Clorox wipes, all of that in their vehicles. So when they leave a call, they can wipe down, clean their steering wheel, clean their phones, whatever, computers, whatever they're touching to minimize that exposure.
Fantastic. And I know there's been a lot of talk nationwide about prisoners getting released early that are, you know, minimal risk and so on and so forth. I assume we don't have that problem here. I know. But if it was to ever, say, get that bad, would we have to do some sort of release like that?
We've already went through the governor's orders and, you know, we had already kind of minimized our inmate population as far as those at risk, those exposures, but it really wasn't a problem for us in doing that, you know, with our inmates. You know, it's not like some of the other states that you're seeing that's doing mass release. We're not doing mass release, so I want the citizens to know that. And actually, you know, we've been telling the criminals, you know, there's a thought process for the criminals that, hey, we're everybody's quarantined, we can go out and commit crimes. Well, let the criminals know if they decide to be thugs and criminals, we're going to put them in jail. So we have plenty of space for them, and that's where they're going to go.
Fantastic. I'll tell you right now, you know, I know there's a lot of people that kind of at this time, you know, I know martial law is not in effect, but, you know, there's still law that's in effect. And a lot of people need to realize that, you know, but there's something else that's been dragging through the internet on Facebook, and people are saying curfew. I'm not going to do this curfew. I don't want to do this curfew. Explain to us, why is this not a curfew?
Yep. Well, if you read what the governor sent out, the governor's orders, basically the governor said, okay, we're at stay at home unless you need to go to the grocery store, unless you need to get gas, unless you need to see a family member, unless you need to go to work, you can still go to work. So there's a lot of things that you can do. Now, they did shut down some facilities, some things, but there's no curfew in place as far as you have to be home. You can't leave at a certain time. As long as you're meeting the standard of things that the governor set forth that you can do and you have a purpose. The main thing is they don't want people loitering. You know, they just don't want you riding around without a purpose. They don't want you outside. You can still do outside activities as long as there's 10 or less people and you're 6 feet apart during those activities. You know, if you've got 100 people somewhere and you're all a foot apart, then you're in violation of that order. But you can still do certain things. You know, we had calls, hey, can my son and I go fishing? Yes, you can go to the lake. You can go fishing. You just have to remember outdoor activities, 10 or less people, and you have to stay 6 feet apart to adhere to social distancing.
And, you know, like you said, if you're taking your son fishing, well, your son's already around you. They can be closer than 6 feet, of course, because they're already around you at the house. So that kind of goes without saying, I'm sure. But some people, you know, they take it literally, everybody, you know, which is fine. But you don't, that's not a mandatory thing, I'm sure, to stay 6 foot away at your house. Let's take a quick commercial break real quick, Sheriff, and we'll get right back with you. We're going to talk a little bit more about some of the safety orders and what some other things that y'all are doing. And we'll be right back after these messages. This episode has been brought to you by Tony Sarah Nissan and Coleman. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back to Don Talk. This episode has been brought to you by Tony Sarah Nissan and Coleman. I'm with my good friend, we might as well say good friend, Sheriff Chidry, from the Coleman County Sheriff's Department. We're talking a little bit about what's going on right now in our community as far as the stay-at-home order from the governor. Sheriff, now let's talk a little bit. We talked a little bit about outdoor activities just a few minutes ago, but let's talk a little bit more about that, because right now I know that there are tons of people at the boat launch and tons of people at the parks. And we need to talk a little bit about, you know, what's acceptable, what's not. So let's talk a little bit about that. As far as boating goes, we had talked about, you know, being in a boat, but you don't want them congregating together, like you said, loitering. Explain to me a little bit about that.
Well, you know, loitering is basically when you're doing something without a purpose. You know, you don't want a big group of people together right now because of this order. Again, it's very simple. The governor's orders is outdoor activities, no matter what, has to be 10 or less people, and they have to maintain the distance of 6 feet apart. So no matter what you're doing, as long as you adhere to 10 or less people, 6 feet apart, you're within the order and complying with the governor's orders, you know, that we're facing with the coronavirus. And so, you know, I tell people, don't get too technical with it. Just remember, less than 10 people, 6 feet apart on outdoor activities.
And that's pretty simple to think about too. You know, 10, and, you could say 10 and six.
Yeah, sure. That's right.
That's pretty easy. Just say 10 and six. And if you're within those 10 people and 6 feet, you're good. So let's also talk a little bit about, you know, the fines and penalties involved in something like this. I know this is kind of a, it feels like a gray area to a lot of people because they really don't understand, well, you know, I'm being pulled over for this or I'm getting a fine for that. Explain to us a little bit about those procedures of what happens. Say I was out and about in my car and I'm hanging out with some friends at the Walmart parking lot.
Sure. With the governor's orders, they gave the ability to do a non-traffic citation for those violations, which means you're basically getting a traffic ticket, but it's not a traffic ticket. It's a non-traffic citation for being in violation of the governor's orders and or could potentially be arrested for a misdemeanor. At the sheriff's office, what we're doing is the deputies are going out in the community and educating the community, the business owners, to help them work through this because, you know, we are a great community. I mean, we're a strong community. I tell everybody Coleman County is the greatest community in the state of Alabama. So our goal at the sheriff's office is to educate and help each other. You know, when we're at a business, we want to let them know, hey, you know, minimize the amount of people coming in, make sure you adhere to social distancing, do all the things that you can do, wear gloves. If you've got masks, wear a mask. That way you can protect yourself, but also adhere to the law. So, you know, our goal and the vision that we have is to take care of our community and work through this because guess what? None of us have ever been through this. I don't know anybody that's ever been through this. So it's all new for all of us, but we can do it by working together.
Fantastic. And we don't, you know, no sort of orders from the president of martial law in the pipe, right?
Okay, no, good. No. No.
Good. All right. Let's talk real quick. If I was to be caught in a situation where I'm not supposed to be, what would be the procedure? Like, what would be the first step? A warning or a fine?
We want to give people the benefit of the doubt. We want to warn them. Hey, look, you can't be doing that. Now, you know, you would have to take a different stance if somebody just blatantly. Just says, I'm not going to do something. But again, you know, at the sheriff's office, we want to give people the benefit of the doubt. We want to help work through this because a lot of people don't know. And so that's our goal is to educate first. And then, again, we've not run into that situation. Over the weekend, we've had several hundred calls from the citizens on what to do, whether it's sending me messages, calling dispatch. So we just want to educate so we can avoid those situations.
Okay. All right. So my final question to you for today's show, I want to ask you, what is the procedure of getting a Bengal tiger? because Tiger King has taken over the world, apparently.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm sure like there are people wanting to know.
Yeah. I avoid owning anything that may eat me. So I don't have, I wouldn't suggest buying a tiger, having a tiger and all that. So, you'll have to contact somebody on a higher pay grade about, how to own a tiger. I can tell you how to get away from a tiger, But I don't want to own a tiger.
Fantastic, Sheriff. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming on today's show. It's been a real great honor. And I know you're a busy man. We're going to let you get back to doing your job. And thank y'all for the job that y'all are doing. I know it's a very stressful time at the department for y'all, and a stressful time for all the citizens in Coleman. So we want to thank you once again for coming on, and thank you for doing everything that you do.
Well, I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for getting the information out.
You're very welcome. Sheriff Matt Gentry from the Coleman Sheriff's Department, thank you again. This episode has been brought to you by Tony Sarah Nissan in Coleman. Thank you for watching Don Talk. Stay safe out there. We'll see you later.